Blog Talk Radio.
Hola, 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 my loves. I hope that you are well on this beautiful October the 5th, 5 being the number of grace. So I pray that you wake up and you are ready, that you awaken already, and that you're ready to go out and walk in grace and give grace to others and just be thankful, for this is another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This morning, my heart was convicted, and I was asking God to show me areas in my heart, just because you have been fasting and praying and believing in God just for growth and expansion and just being who He really wants me to be in this season, not lacking anything. And so I was really convicted that I had forgiven people for, but I realized that I had not. And so this morning I was reading scripture, and then before I even got to it, the sentence, I kept hearing release. And so maybe 3 minutes afterwards, as I continued to go further in, release came up. And I was like, okay, God, I hear you. And so in my own self, I have a few individuals that I'm going to reach out to today and let them know that I forgive them. I was longing for them to do things and fight for me and not hurt me the way that they did, but it just continued to happen. Again, I really thought that I had forgiven them because I've prayed for these people. I've encouraged these people. I've sent blessings their way. But obviously, God showed me my heart this morning and showed me that, no, you had not forgiven them. No, you had not released them. And so I went to look at the definition of release. And release means to allow or enable to escape from confinement. Release means to allow or enable to escape from confinement, to set free. That blew my mind. Like, I don't want to hold anything in confinement. I'm not over jail. Like, I don't plan on being in any type of the industry, you know, where I'm in control of confinement of prisoners. I don't want to hold anybody, and because I have the care of it, I'm responsible for that. I'm thinking about like a warden, like their job description and how it's big and how, you know, people look at them and they don't even respect warning. They don't respect a lot of, you know, people who work in prisons or who work in jails. I don't want to have that title. I don't want to be the one that's holding people hostage in confinement, whether they wrong me or not. I don't want to be that one. I want to release them and set them free. That's something between them and God. I don't want to hold that and keep that from allowing me to walk into something that God has for me, because I'm holding on to something. I don't want it to escape from my presence. And I mean my presence, from my spirit, from anything that may hinder me from a greater happiness, a greater joy, a greater conversation. Because I think it was a conversation the day before that allowed me to say, oh, wow, I really didn't forgive them, because as someone was telling me something else about another situation, they came to mind. And so I don't want that. I want to be free from that. I want to release them, to allow them to escape from my spirit and set them free. And so the scripture that I was led to that reference to this was from Hebrews 12 and 14, a part of it, not the whole scripture, because it's a two-part sentence. But the very first part of it was continually pursue peace with everyone. And what I got from that is not as if, like, you know, we're in a circle holding hands and we're at peace. What I got from continually pursue peace with everyone was, if I'm letting them go, if I'm forgiving them, that means my spirit is at peace. And so my spirit is at peace with them. I don't have to engage with them. I don't have to build another relationship or grow or do anything. I can forgive and truly release them so that when their name comes up, their picture comes up, whatever may happen, that I don't feel anything but peace. Continually pursue peace with everyone. That is my heart's desire this morning. Again, I thought I was on that mission, but I asked God to reveal to me everything that my heart is holding on to, and he gave me that. And so I'm so thankful. So this morning, I just want to encourage you to just take a moment and just ask God, is there anything that may be hindering you from your true, true, full happiness, peace, and joy that's needed so that you can go out and be the big love that he's calling you to be that person that just continues to just help others come through things, because you can only help someone if you went through something. My desire today that you find that and that you feel that and you are glorified in the midst of allowing someone to escape, to be released from confinement from you, to set them free. Just I pray that for you this morning. So Father God, we just thank you for your presence. We thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord God, for your forgiveness, Lord God. We thank you for the spirit of forgiveness, that we may forgive others and release them from a confinement of our lives, of our energies, of our spirits, that we can set them free so we may be free, God, Lord God, so that we can have peace with everyone, Lord God, so our spirits can be at peace, Lord God. So we thank you for that. Continue, Lord God, to give someone the courage, the strength to let it go, to release someone from their mind, their heart, their thoughts, their hands, whatever it is that they're holding on to, Lord God. Allow them to open their hands to be free, Lord God, as only you can, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord God. Allow us to be the hands and the feet of Jesus. Have your way like only you can, Lord God. We thank you for all that you are doing in our lives. We thank you for this day, because this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, because greater is he that is in us than he that is of the world. We love you and we praise you. Amen, amen, amen. Go out, loves. Be blessed. Forgive. Love. Walk in joy. Be who God calls you to be wholeheartedly. Take a moment. Ask God to show you your whole heart. And amen, amen, amen.